harder. So
Blog Talk Radio.
Hit kid, shot the Jake Black.
baby. Show me my super shape. Show me a little something. Yes, come on, baby. I keep it on the under. Come be my super shape. So my friend,
I have a chance to be here, the queen such as you. Explore the many things we have in common. Girl, like the freak, yeah, yo. I remember incidents when we were up against the wall, kissing my hand, making you stand tall.
Little mama understood. Big arguing, turning domestic relationship goals, becoming abusive is not what I'm used to. Bitch must know voodoo. I try to leave, come right back to you.
Yeah, what they do? It's that Florida / international game. JT Money checking in with Trig the General. Let's go.
When I get that feeling, I get a burst with no ceiling.
Fingerprint.
Back the fuck up.
What?
Move the fuck back.
Back the fuck up. Move the fuck back. Back the fuck up. Move the fuck back. Back the fuck up. Move the fuck back. Bitch, this Louisiana. Swamping waters, they filled with officers, mantle everywhere. Swamp off moving, bitch, you gator. Yeah, it's true, bitch. On your ass, just like a cannibal, the massacre. Bloody Mary, them bitches everywhere on demon time. Chopper ready, so he just wanna sign, I'm coming for it. Plenty bitches, I'm tossing overboard, so move, bitch. Real bitches, they treading through this shit. I'm evil with it. Run now, I catch your people with it. It's open season. Send me bitches back where they supposed to be. 6 feet. You weak bitches, you cannot fuck with me. It's my time. Table ready, so bitches, dinner time, so climb aboard. Let's send these bitches to the Lord. Back the fuck up. Move the fuck back. 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 This is Louisiana, where we hustle and smoke on cannabis. Straight toss you to them gators and send you where your ancestors with that boot, bitch. Too much capping to get you stoned quick and spirits in them goons on the move, collecting souls. Quit that Cajun shit. Crack your head and see your thoughts quick. I'll trunk you from your jaw to a T just for the right lick.
I got your message and your text and the threats that you left. I don't know why you've been flexing, but I gotta confess. The only reason I'm asking with you, I wasn't impressed with you for being off the best liquor to me. You had the best figure. Why not figure? But never did I figure you would try to make my dick bigger than the last nigga. I'm a past mission, not on the bad bitches, on the fast commitments like I never had to visit. And just been exquisite when a nigga visits. Spend it every time I hit it, but out of prison. Got you making life decisions and you want me in them. Making zero with the digits and want me to spin them. Wait a minute, that's a gimmick. Playing for the attention. So I'm zapping these women, playing for our victim. It's a statue of limits, way before the prison. And we ain't fucking at night, cause you can't pay attention.
I ain't coming over here tonight. You want to love the wine. No, I want to love tonight. Not tonight. Party's over. I ain't coming over here tonight. You want to love the wine. If I pull it, I throw your eyes. But I'll cry.
I'm the one easy to manipulate it, but it's racked up. Quick to demonstrate the act up on the stack up. Contemplate back up. Still trying to act up. Get you real mad, then she want to have a clap up. Every time you put that ass up, she throw the bag up. I'm trying to make it last, but like it's my last nut. Gas up and pass out, I'm ass out, I pass out. Now she taking pics of the dick, put the flash out. Looking like a cash cow, damn, we know the ass wow. You ain't coming over here, I put that on my last towel. With a mass mouth, yeah, you now, last vow. When I use my last vow, do me when you ass out. Flash out, created to be hated fluid. Won't he do it, give you a chance, take the game. That's what dudes is. Ain't no more excuses. You choosing for a truth, and we better do it moving.
Ain't coming over here tonight. You want to touch the line. No, I want to bust tonight. Not tonight. Party's over. Ain't coming over here tonight. You want to touch the line. If I pull it, I just close your eyes. But I'm fine. I'm party's over. Ain't coming over here, bitch. You ain't coming over here, bitch. You ain't coming. Ain't coming over here tonight, bitch. You ain't coming over here. You ain't coming over here, bitch. You ain't coming over. Bitch, you ain't coming over here tonight. Ain't coming over here tonight. Bitch ain't coming over here tonight. The bitch was chilling. You told you was chilling this shit. I saw her chilling. Bitch gonna be smelling like she used to. Bitch gonna be having a bracelet. This guy smell like a oyster yesterday. You ain't coming over here tonight.
Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie? Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
What's up, baby? It's True West Radio, your man DJ Hero.
in the building, and I got the one and only Mr. Everywhere and Buddha Ali joining me tonight. What's up, my brothers?
What's going on, brothers?
Yay, yay.
Oh, man, just trying to beat this heat, you know, stay cool, stay hydrated type of day, you know what I'm saying? These heat index has been real outrageous the last few days. I ain't gonna complain because hell is 7 times hotter than that. Yeah. What's going on in y'all neck of the woods?
Well, same old on my neck.
Oh yeah, just work, huh? Work. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. So tell us a little bit about the organization. Are we up and running yet? Everything going to plan?
Well, we'll be up and running first thing in the morning. So it's looking promising.
That's good,
man. Got the best
man
in the plan. Buddha Ali.
I know the people can't wait. I can just see it now, just like Carl was.
Yeah, I'm online looking up now because I'm going to probably do a backpack giveaway next month.
Next month. Yeah, it is getting close to that time. School to start back. And, you know, you got a lot of parents out there spending a lot of money on these different fads that's out, you know.
Some don't got money, so if you give back, then they're going to appreciate the love that you show them, and you get your blessings through God. So that's what I always tell people. I always believe in giving back, you know. So once I do that, you know, they're going to he did a backpack giveaway, school supply backpack giveaway, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm online looking up as we speak.
Yeah, that's a big thing every year. I believe everywhere does it. And it's just something about catering and giving back to the kids at a good time in their lives, you know, where they're going to learn and learn how to be productive in society. Now, I thought that's what they're supposed to teach in school. I don't know. But some of the lesson plans that I've had didn't have nothing to do with none of that shit. So it is what it is. You learn what you learn. The best way to learn is to pay attention. That's right. If you pay attention, you can learn anything that is under the sun. You can do it.
They say if you listen, you can learn.
They say that.
I tell a lot of people, look, most people focus on being a thousandaire. You know, you got a lot of people in this world these days, they focus on being a thousandaire. Man, if I had $10,000, man, and that's all they think about is being a thousandaire. I've been a thousandaire all my life. I'm trying to be a millionaire because a millionaire is going to want to be a billionaire.
Well, I made my mark and I'm going after it. So it's definitely going to be a sight to see. A lot of things are going to change, but a lot of things are going to remain the same. Some things just don't grow old. Yep.
What's on the news? What's up? What they talking about on the news? I know there's a lot of shootings and then spree shooters in Philly, Maryland.
I got one that's going to break your heart, but I'm waiting for you to finish saying what you got to say.
And then I see they were going in on Keke Palmer with some clothes she had on. Usher was singing. He grinded on them. But both of them actors, though, you know, but she did have them see-through clothes on.
But, yeah, I worked out. Now she done made a diss song to him.
What?
Yeah.
Tell what I said about hype. I figure it was a bunch of hype.
She dissing him or her baby daddy.
Yeah, he know when she left out that house like that, it was going to be all kinds of... I just been quiet and took it out to check.
Yeah,
that's what I was doing.
Now you want to hear your heart break? I'm going to break your heart.
What the hell?
All right, I don't want to break your heart, but I'm going to break your heart. Break mine, too. They voted, no against reparations for the descendants of the Black Wall Street. When they burned down Black Wall Street, they just voted no.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that last night. They were talking about it. And they denied the last survivors, and they ain't gonna do it. They trying to raise the whole Black history. Niggas ain't paying attention. That's what we got on that live stream with Michelle and Jeff. They, you know what I'm saying? They got to goddamn me. You can't even goddamn me. You shrug your shoulders against the law. You goddamn get a felony. These law been picking motherfuckers up. They right here right now picking motherfuckers up right now we speak. You can't even shrug your shoulders on the law. You're going to get a felony.
Yeah, that's all assault.
One more ain't going to hurt me. Huh?
Yeah, that's assault. That's assault on a public official.
They done snatched your boy yesterday.
Who?
What?
Lincoln.
They picked him up?
Shit, he was right there at his cousin's house. He ain't get down to the mama house good. He pull up. I don't know what happened. Me and baby girl, the guy worked. We roll right past. Goddamn me, by the time we come back from grocery store, they said, hey, the goddamn picked him up and drove off in his truck.
Wow.
Got him with riding dirty. That's all I can say.
I'm going to look up on the app now. If he's still on there.
And then the goddamn dude I did that interview with that was selling them pads and telephones and shit.
Yeah.
He in there on a rape charge. He got a rape charge and a criminal burglary. Commercial criminal burglary and a rape charge.
Nah, you know.
And these motherfuckers ride, they ride 3D. They make a suck around this bitch like goddamn me choo-choo train on the goddamn me. Better operator track the motherfucker sucking right now. These motherfuckers for the, we told y'all before July 30th, they got an agenda.
Well, they do that every 6 months. They do that every 6 months. Christmas is the next
It's been chill. I mean, there ain't really been no bullshit. The party's been calm. It really ain't been no lot. You know, nigga always shooting, but it ain't really been the north side been sort of calm, but the motherfuckers don't give a damn about this shit.
Yeah, they must not. What's the call? Let me see if it says release. I'm going to look on here and see if it says release, because it don't show him on here. Yeah, he released. Oh man, he got out.
Oh yeah.
It was meth or cocaine with purpose to deliver, boy.
Shit, right down the street.
You
we just passed.
In the house.
Boy,
damn,
you better get to your destination and you're riding dirty. Ain't no time to talk. Put that seatbelt on. Drive like a senior citizen.
Best not to ride dirty if you can.
Well, you know them niggas don't ever learn. And I, like I told him, I said the last time he got picked up was about the same time when he got picked up about 15 years ago.
Right.
In the middle of the summer. But it was at nighttime.
Mm-hmm. That's my boy.
See,
too. I hate
that. They just, you try to talk to these niggas, they don't listen. They just think, you know, nigga, be on the swivel.
Now you
especially when you're doing what you're doing, there's no relaxation.
You see, I done changed the hustle. We still don't get $1 million, but we got a different hustle.
And I hate that for Big Cub, because, you know, he just went through a divorce. He got to shacking with somebody that don't really give a damn. And no, them motherfuckers can't do nothing for you like your chief wife was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that big cuz T. John, cause he be taking care of T. John.
He be taking care of mama every day. I hate that. He be really there. I ain't saying baby cuz don't be up there, but he be over there every day.
Yeah.
Take care of mama, man.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Troy?
Hey, how everybody doing?
We in here.
Hey, how you doing? Long time no
right
see.
Ain't no long time no see.
Hey, long time
no see. How everybody doing?
I've
been getting up every morning waiting on you to call me.
What's tomorrow? Tuesday?
You too, Miss E.
What about in the morning, Miss E?
What time in the morning?
Whatever time you wake up and call me.
Yeah, I'll wake the rooster up to wake you up if I got to.
I get up at 5:30 every morning, 5:15.
Okay, probably about 9.
Go to sleep
that way,
because
I know my doctor's going to be 11.
Buddha, I'm supposed to be Miss Lovely Lisa. I got a conference with her tomorrow at the 5.
Okay.
Oh, but that's great.
Uh-oh, she's in the kitchen cooking.
I'm trying.
That's good people. That's good people right there. Miss Lovely Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
She got her TV show
too,
Trulia.
Say that again. She got her TV show. I could have you acting in a movie if you wanted. They got Miss Afghanistan coming out. They're looking for actresses now. But I thought you were busy, so I didn't even think about hitting you up. I figured you was on tour. You talking about with Scratch? No, on tour. You've been all the way in the Innocence Festival and All Points in Between and Kendrick G shows and All Points in Between. I said, hell.
I got my cousin on that.
Only one who ain't went Hollywood yet is Hell Love.
Don't say that. Don't say
that. Me and Hell Love, we the lowest ones on the totem pole. We still sitting up here eating Tootsie Rolls, goddamn waiting on the goddamn meal truck to pull up.
Hey, they say everything has to have a base.
You making moves, truly, huh? I just been trying to get this, me and Buddha getting this stuff in order. We gonna try to get this money on the table, start doing our own show. So that's one of my game plans. If I can get 4K on the table, we'll do us a big show, make us some money off of that, and do us about 2 more big shows. So that's my game plan. Plus, give him his own 24 TV where he has his whole studio right there. So.
Yeah.
So when you doing the grand opening, Mr. Everywhere?
I'll be there August. It's going to be August. I got to shoot Roosevelt's video when he shoots. He's going to fly down here the first week of August. I'm going to shoot his video. By that time I shoot his video, he jump on the plane, and I'm going to jump. So.
Oh, so you coming down this way in August?
Yeah, because I'm going to do barbecue, not barbecue, hamburgers and hot dog giveaway and stuff like that.
Where you going, Arkansas?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll be done passed through your way. If I don't jump on the plane,
so when,
I got to fly.
When did you say the grand opening was?
I'm looking at August. I want to say it's like August 10th. I forgot. I got to look at the schedule on when Roosevelt's flying in. He's flying in for like 3 days. So.
Yeah.
Get on the road so I can get a grand opening word out there for everybody. I'm going to try to do a backpack giveaway in about 2 weeks is what I'm looking at. Zone 24 backpack giveaway. So Buddha can have Zone 24 backpack giveaway.
Yeah.
What's going on, Scratch?
Nothing, chilling. What's happening?
Goddamn, man. You like Richard Pryor. Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah,
man, we taking all goddamn cigarette lighters, all goddamn it all. Shit, we just gonna take disconnect your stove and everything.
All right, I'm gonna
no longer be around fire instruments.
Yeah.
You got to start smoking a can of cigarettes.
The fuck is going on?
Oh, shit, just chilling, man. Chilling like what you say, hanging out with clothes.
Two broke niggas in the swap meet. I'm doing shit.
Yeah.
Sitting up here trying to wipe some of this shit out this computer so I can start. I got to send Truly a Her shit, and then I got some other shit I got to send off and all kind of shit, man.
Right on.
Show states and bad breaks.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to play a few more cuts and come back, and he's going to be ready to chit-chat. Don't y'all turn a dollar. If you want to join the show, hit us up 323-642-1597. We are live. We got Kenny Raj in the building. Troy is in the building. Mr. Everywhere and Buddha Ali. Along with myself, baby. Y'all hit the line. Talk to us, baby. We're going to hit you with this jam called Glorilla.
Smokey, don't play with my name. Little bitch better not go get some grain.
Smoke.
I'm smoking brown, went from rags to riches. Broke had to wear me a cast for a minute. Stop fucking with these little sad ass bitches. Don't make me come get a bag with me, nigga. I'ma help you and won't brag if I did it. Most of these niggas ain't trapping, they trickin'. I only see me cause I rap in the mirror. You ain't the only one getting money, little nigga. She fucking with a kid, now her ass getting bigger. I told her wasn't nothing like her last little nigga. I ain't gonna sleep, broke, I put some racks in the pillow. I just wanna vibe with a nigga cause I'm realer. I can even rock with these niggas, I don't feel them. These hoes mad at my bitch, they bitter. Should've stayed with me, gold up, go run.
Put it on the fucking float, yeah.
Put up
on the fucking float, yeah. Louisiana in this motherfucker, you heard me? These bitches trying to ride my way, it's time to throw them off. I heard they coming for my head, well let's just see about it. I been they gon' say that, you can't fuck with you, she in that bag. You cross me line, you gon' get dragged. Don't think so, then act bad. Oh, pull me out the pussy and cut the cord of brain. I hate to do it to you, but this here been overdue. You see the smile here been fucked up, I wish you luck then turned up. You last now, but started first, I detoured then blew up. Damn, I just let some gas out. Hit it on and then popped out. It's over, yeah, cause I touched down. Your contract is null now. I talk shit cause I am the shit. I hit licks, big ball shit. That's Texas lick, go have a sit, ho. Put me back up in the pussy before I flash out. They hate to see me stepping cause they know I'm on their ass now. I've been lit, been killing shit. Don't think so, then step, bitch. And show these hoes up on the floor. Jump on a bitch like a damn dope. I do not gamble, but I'm trying to hit on live. So they all turning their heads because they see I'm chasing guap. So they think I'm gonna be friendly to their ass, but I am not though. They y'all can go to hell, I wish them well, I'm talking pronto. Fuck you, fuck your mama too, fuck your grandma and your kids too. Fuck your pops cause he fucked the thought and fuck that bitch who pushed him out. Fuck your dog, fuck your cat's hell, fuck your neighbors, let's add out. I'ma say it now, you know what's up, so remember this when I double back. It's heavy hitters at my table, we don't play no. So watch your steps before you watch the laugh cause it ain't safe though.
Been a hitter with this platinum since they acting brand new. Ain't nobody fucking with me, I just thought that y'all knew. Why the fuck would I run when I run to your whole crew? If you know it's fuck me, then you know it's fuck who. Why cap up in my routes when my cousin ain't true? Yeah, y'all thought I was a goofy, I tricked you. Yeah, I snuck off in this bitch, I left you fuckers no clue. Now I'm in this rap game, what the fuck y'all gon' do? Fucking right, I hope it pop off. Watch me kiss this plate for my outstanding, you just got mouth. Yeah. Say they want that slope, but best believe, boy, my beef goes. Overdue for a win, cause I can't afford another loss. Had to level up with Jesse Arter, become the boss. I remember them days when they blame me, saying it was my fault. Only reason why my only hand in my damn box. And say it ain't cheating, till your pussy ass get caught. Yeah, I'm on they ass, what? About to make them mad. These dusties looking bad, niggas feeling sad. What? I was just passing it, and I forgot my meds. How in the first, when I started last, yeah. These fuckers on my trail, but I'm hella fast. Suck my mama dick, and kiss my daddy ass. Y'all rappers hella weak, you fucking damn trash. And that pussy dookie, bitch, I think I passed.
What the fuck been told? I don't know what this happening. I know what it is. Put them on the floor, man, shout out to Lotto. Put them on the boat. Get them Lotto. Why I'm getting my motherfucking cousin Tony in this bitch, you heard me? Hey.
What the police powers activate?
Shout out to the low. Yeah.
Up, lips on your neck, eye contact, your hands on my chest, kiss then stop, fight it till we can't. Looking in your eyes, asking are you straight. TV now off, slow music up. I can feel goosebumps as you tense up. Sorry, my voice is trembling. Are intensified by resistance, back and forth in the doorway. Swallowed by the moment, knowing that you want this as bad as I want it. Fast my heart beats, just won't slow down. Keep pulling my head up every time I go down. Any deeper, we both may drown. Lay with me for a while, let's figure this out. Candles smell good, don't it? Can't say what it was, it just crept right up on them. Sort of like the shake you had that wouldn't stop. Seemed I was half past, we just couldn't stop. As I rubbed your back, seemed like our stories matched. Never in life have I felt like that, held and hugged. More mental than physical. It's so simple, baby girl, I'm into you. Ain't ready for this night to end. Just being with you is so damn cool. If this is wrong, I can't be right. For the rest of my life, I'ma cherish tonight. Right now my guards are down, I swear. Rubbing on your back, fingers in your hair. Have no idea how we got here. You're forever on my mental. Keep you in my prayer.
Oh. number 10. Boy, it's the end. Taking my heart apart. Yeah. But come on, let's do this. It's all good. It's smart. But come on, let's do this. It's all good. It's smart. I'm gonna miss you, baby. You're my heart, my everything. My broken wing, my little love thing.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're back in the building, man, top of the hour. We got King Scratch, Murali, Mr. Everywhere, and Trulia Monroe. It's going down to us in a major way on this Mad Monday, baby. What's going down, my people? Okay, okay. We got somebody in the feeling. Murali in the building. Yeah. What's up, bro?
Oh, man.
I thought you was going to make it down yesterday.
For me?
Yeah. I thought you was going to make it down for the hood day, man. Yeah.
Oh, man. I forgot it was yesterday.
It was a movie, man. That motherfucker was a movie.
It was
shout out to them. Shout out to Bebe and Patton. Yeah, shout out to Bebe Patton and Buck McCullough. Them boy work real hard organizing this thing, you know, to make it, you know, family friendly, child safety, you know. Overall, a good day, no fighting, no scrapping. So, it was a good one in the books, man. Hate I didn't actually get to attend physically, but mentally I was on board with everybody. Mm-hmm.
Was you live streamed from the house?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my girl Fire, she said it all.
Oh, Fire got that deal or something?
She was out there, you know, basically just enjoying herself living life, you know. And the people didn't really know who she was. And the few that did, you know, was like, let them know, you know, man, that's somebody. And she was out there doing her thing, jigging a little bit. I saw a couple of videos. But like I said, overall, it was great to be. I seen some people, you know, through a video that I hadn't seen in years. So, it's getting to where people are definitely coming home. So, that's a good thing.
I'm glad it turned out good and everybody's out there. You see Hollywood out there?
Well, I didn't catch him on any of the video. But he did tell me he attended it for a little while, but it was too hot out there. Yeah, he was something serious yesterday.
Buddha still online?
Yay, yay.
I see your guy, he hosting a show tomorrow. Wild Wayne.
Oh, New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told you, holler at him. Try to get in contact with him.
You did about Q93 Y Wayne?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I seen some people share it on Instagram.
Hey, I'm asking, did you hear Jill Scott sing that the Black National Anthem? When you were down there? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we heard it.
I didn't even know it till last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was tight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they probably dropped. The sad part about it, they probably dropped it from a record label.
No.
That's the unfortunate part. She's going to have to be independent.
They're going to hold on to it. She wasn't them telling the truth.
Yeah, but, I mean, Kyrie just posted the what they call it. You see how they do, but you can pull a gun out and you can still keep your job. But you sit up there and goddamn it, talk about anything that got to do with that Catholic or the Jewish church community, you were getting canceled.
What happened?
That's who owned the banks.
Yeah, I know that, but what happened, though?
Well, Kyrie posted that deal about that movie link about the true Hebrews, and once he posted that, they traded him, suspended him, canceled his Nike shoe contract out.
Oh, yeah, the basketball player.
Yeah, Ja Morant pulling guns out, and what'd they do? Oh, we just going to suspend you, but we're going to keep your shoe contract and get all your contracts in order, because that's what we want you to do. We want you to get them niggas out there to kill each other.
Right.
So as long as you put that agenda on the table, oh, man, they'll turn their back to that. But that's the deal, I tell you. You run up into a Catholic church and fire one bullet, it don't matter if it hit the ceiling or hit the ground, it ain't got to hit nobody. Or a Jewish church, you finna go do life in the penitentiary.
Well, that go for any church, though.
No, I don't. Yeah, they bombed the churches in Alabama.
Well, them motherfuckers got away, but motherfuckers getting caught. Like the last motherfucker in Carolina, the dude in the down there.
Yeah, they just did that because it was going to be a riot. It was going to be a nationwide riot. That's the only reason they sent him away. It was going to be a nationwide riot. They said, hell, y'all drove him to Burger King to get something to eat.
They did that. I ain't quit eating Burger King for a while.
Mm-hmm. So that lets you know right then and there. They weren't going to do nothing to him. They weren't going to do nothing to them three guys that killed that boy down there in Georgia when he was jogging. They weren't going to do nothing to him. Everybody said it was going
to
be a riot.
What Burger King had to do with it? What Burger King had to do with it? Why people stop eating Burger King?
I didn't stop when that happened. When they took him after he killed our people in a church, they took him to go get something to eat before they took him to jail.
And they took him to Burger King.
They took him to Burger King. He got a shake and a double whopper with cheese, a double bacon whopper with cheese. In a large shake.
Took the cuff off of him now.
What?
Let him eat on the way to jail.
Wow.
What the hell y'all talking about?
Scratch.
Eating everything.
The king.
I just came back. I went to the stove, so I don't even know what y'all talking about.
I heard somebody got a goddamn...
Somebody got an hamburger and went to jail.
He talking about Dylan Roof and killed them black guy, them nine people in the black church in South Carolina. They took them, when the police arrested them, they took them to Burger King and let them order a double whopper, bacon whopper, large shake, large fries, and let them sit there and eat it on his way to jail.
Wow.
First time in history that has ever happened. You kill nine people and get to pick out what you want to eat.
I guess it's good or I guess it's bad. Shit. You kill nine motherfuckers, you might get nothing. You getting ready to go out and get that jailhouse food.
No, you do that and you black, you ain't going to see no jailhouse food. They going to kill you as soon as they catch you.
Mm-hmm. I reckon so. You getting ready to go out and get that mystery meat and all that shit when you get to jail, man. You ain't getting ready to get no special privileges, nigga. You ain't gonna stop and get no pizza or nothing like that, nigga. You was about to go to jail and get some of that goddamn swamp meat, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I guess some people are good. They let them stop and get some their last meal, because it's probably going to be their last meal any goddamn way.
Well, if they ain't got them in PC the rest of their life, somebody's going to kill them in jail, so that's the what to call it. Y'all didn't see the guy they got on a video? You had to look on my Facebook page a few days back. They showing them in Mississippi. They dragged them off into the cell and stabbed them up and then dragged them with all their blood across the floor. Yeah, about 10 people stabbing them up.
Yeah, I seen some shit like that the other day.
Yeah. It goes down. People think it's all games. I tell people the little county jail ain't nothing. Wait till you get on that 16 men on the yard at one time. You got 1,600 men on the yard at one time. I mean, 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
You got a 6,000 man unit. You got 15 on the yard at all times.
Well, it just depends on what the fuck you do. If you do something, you know, especially if it got something to do with old folk, if it got something to do with women, if it got something to do with children, then your ass ain't safe nowhere in jail at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
don't
they
stay with
them. And people will turn their back. They'll turn their back and let you get hemmed up somewhere. Mm-hmm.
That paperwork part is a mother sucker, boy. They're going to see that check, that paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, you better go and put your back to the gate, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pen is a motherfucker behind them balls.
Yep. Motherfucker.
Yeah,
fuck you up.
Yep, I've been there, done that, so I know.
Yeah, I know. Me too, bro. I've been there twice, and I ain't trying to go back. God forbid, I ain't going back. If I go back, nigga, it's going to be well worth it.
I'm going to say well worth it.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna kill a gang of motherfuckers. I'm just saying.
Nigga, since you all gotta go.
Yep.
You all gotta go.
I'm gonna go and get the nigga who took my lunch money when I was 5. His ass getting it too.
You still got a grudge?
Fuck yeah.
You still got a score to settle.
Nigga, you took my lunch money when I was 5. I'm going to get your punk ass, too.
Get you there.
Brother's
you know
crap. But he could be the goddamn preacher. Brother's crap. Good to see you in the church. Yep, you dead bitch. You going to?
Well, I wish somebody would have took my goddamn lunch money when I was 5. I've been the youngest goddamn inmate. I would have pushed their ass goddamn down that slide and bust their head wide open and then dragged them up underneath the goddamn seesaw with nobody know where they was at and covered them up with that damn mulch.
Yeah, that's what you say.
I think it's like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Oh,
yeah, 86 can tell you, man. 86 can tell you the neighborhood. They came down trying to whoop me. I said, let me go put my shoes on. Came out the back door with butcher knives, man. Chased them off. My dad whooped me because he was in the van out there sleeping. He heard all the commotion. He got tore up. I told him, man, don't play with me like that. I've been playing with tools for a long time since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Yeah. I tell them I'd be out the way because you get in my way, man. There ain't no way. Well, one way up. I got to send you to heaven on Saturday, and your folks going to have to wear that same dress on Sunday because the church, the preacher don't want them to miss.
Enough violence.
Yeah, well, that's why I keep the peace. I'd be out the way.
Enough violence. I'm trying to be on a level, shit.
Well, hell, I was nonviolent, but I started listening to Truly and talking about shoot 'em up, bang, bang, and all that, and I just got my gangster with me.
Now, what are you talking about, Mr. Everwell?
Hell, I was nonviolent until I started listening to your music. You started talking about gun roll, and all that stuff, so I turned gangster.
I was, well, you get them, baby girl.
I can't blame it on the alcohol because I don't drink.
You get them, baby girl. You go on them. Give it to them the way they supposed to get got. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
worry
don't
about
care.
It. Yeah, give it to them. Give it to them. See, if they want to go gangster, get them gangster.
I did. One, two.
What the hell y'all play? That she had to do something that was gangster.
He probably talking about where I be.
Oh, where I be?
Yeah, I think have a few of them to upload. I mean, to upload on the line.
I love him, period.
He said, what now?
I can hear a little if you want to upload on the thing. I don't know if it's there.
Well, where I be, I thought y'all played it. That's why he said you was going gangster.
Oh, I don't know. He's probably talking about on my Facebook. I don't know.
Well, she said up on Gun Road where we fly for fun, ho.
Jason. Somebody on that side. We don't need no
Martin
in the pond, ho.
I was Martin Luther King with a goddamn tie, and then I turned into Malcolm and had a bow tie on. I listened to that. I turned into Malcolm.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, baby girl. Go to get your gangster old shit.
That's on the floor. You playing right there in the back.
Huh?
I said that's on the floor. You playing right there.
Oh, Lord. Lord, I've created a monster. I've created a monster.
Yep. Most definitely, most definitely.
Hey, Junior, what priest at?
He in there.
Oh. You ain't kicked that nigga out yet?
No.
Oh, crap. I thought that nigga was you to kick that nigga out by now.
Mm-mm.
As you say something like that, I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It's one of them lights, man. We got about 40 minutes left. We're going to jump into a couple more cuts. You know, just sit back and chill, rock with your boy. We're going to hold it down. Got my people with me, and I know this last segment, it's going to be a motherfucking shame because it's going to be in your mama name. Yeah, I see it. We're going to do it tonight. Yeah. True West Radio, don't you turn the dial because it's going down tonight. Let's go. A little True Pack for you.
Dedicated to those people that for some reason will look at us like role models and do certain things that might not look like it's a cool world right now. It's cool though. Things get better. Believe me, things change.
Niggas in the rush, rough, so hard timers in the pen at the crush throat. Probably never even told him come. Too busy bullshitting, caught him with his mouth running. It's just a bitch that got me twisted in this game. The feds in the pump, holy pointing pistols at my brain. I wonder if I'm wrong, cause I'm thugged out. My homies murder execution style, running in the drug out. But what's supposed to be an easy hit? That shit is risky, niggas died over bullshit. Stop my dreams of seeing pictures of a broken man. No witnesses, don't need the questions of who smoked the man. Young adolescents in our prime, living life a crime. So it ain't logical, we hobble through these trying times. Living blind, Lord, help me with my troubled soul. Why all my homies had to die before they got the quote? And right before I put my head on the pillow, say a prayer. One love to the thugs and that, see you there. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. Help me make it through the storm. My words to my firstborn, feel me. Why trying to maintain through the pressure? Hustle trying to make life better for you and me. Nobody loves you when you suck in the game. But maintain, cause all things change. Feel. Earth. I've been cursed, so I knew that the birth of a child would make my life worse. And though it hurt me, there was no disorder. To grab these games, bro, we need more bulls and squats to throw. Cause you know what you had to do. And so the victims of a world they never came to. I understand it's a better day coming. Sometimes got me flipping with the car running, driving at a dead end blinded. Ain't no love in the hood, only heart storm. My love letters to the innocent and unborn. All the babies that died upon the table wasn't able to breathe. Cause the family wasn't able, can't blame her, I would do the same. All I could give it was my debt and my last name. Cause then it came, things changed, living up and down. Hard life got me walking with my head down. Wearing frowns, wasn't meant to be, was I wrong? But I'll never get to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't wrong. My words and my firstborn, yeah, feel.
It's all the babies that died on the abortion table.
Get up. them later.
Right now I'm on the cash spree, won't let a dollar pass me. Chasing sacks and running the money just like an athlete. Double dose, marble flow, cash all around me. Protected by stoppers and glocks, so ain't no trying me. Two cups sipping, magician, I'm on that Texas tea. Switch the sweet flipping, I'm sipping, bumping the best of key. Got enough hoes on my roster to start a ball team. Exotic cup, muddy as fuck, I make the wild lean. Hogging like a razorback, gripping wood like a lumberjack. Something heavy under the seat, I'll make them stumble back. Big facts, I'm running through packs just like a running back. No fronts, cash up front, I need all of that.
And killing hoes, I'm a monster when I'm tipping them foes with lactose. Legendary holding a slab, ain't nothing greater. Kill them when I'm working a wheel, I crush a hater. Double dose, naked hoes, living like a boss. In the two-seater, strapped with my heater, I'm getting lost. Don Key, 713, I'm still a rider. A veteran when it comes to that candy, Southsider. Self-made, spot in the shade, I'm in the lack. Got the top down, smoking a sack, the trunk crack. H-time, repping the depth, it feel good. Feel hard when I'm killing the void, this for the hood, nigga.
Double dose, marble flow, nigga.
We will keep you up to date with the story as it unfolds.
Till the day that I die, they won't be looking at me. Now them cops are behind just to try to sweat me. Cause I go speak my mind, say it for the police. Now I say for the judge, now the prisoners want me. You think I'm giving a fuck, it's still the way I'ma be. Saying G, still ride until I D-I-E. Still give my love to the 423. Everywhere, that's where I will be, is where you can find me. Bet you ask them cops is rolling right behind me. But I'm still drinking on getting ill, popping pills and gripping on a fine piece. Call that bitch my dime piece, she always stays shiny. Making back up when she stands up behind me. She stays right beside me, never quits when them cops get up inside of me.
I was riding hot in my X2 car, smoking that loud, bumping that Tupac. Reversed so fast I didn't see that nigga. Cop pulled around through my glass, getting bigger. They took away my car and I'm walking with a ticket. My uncle on the phone trying to see if he can fix it. These hoes so loud like the birds in the south.
I don't give a fuck, they need to watch their fucking mouth. I started out nice, as you see, it's getting cold. I'm a born legend with a story untold. I know they like that bass cause it's bumping in their ears. I'm so young, this is starting my career. Why fuck police, wanna take a nigga life? Ran into a on sight, ran gang mother twice. Before I go back to jail, I guess I'll be in hell. Behind black bars seems so unfit.
Back on the story, we are pursued still, and it looks like the car is coming to a complete stop. It's hard to see anything, there's smoke pouring from the window. It's hard to see. Oh, it looks like they're on foot. The suspects are on foot now, and they're running. It looks like they're spreading out. They're all running in different directions. Police are in pursuit. Folks, this does not look good.
Yeah. Never even gave a fuck. They'll find you decapitated. All I had to say was jump. Yeah. We ride deep. My mama loved me, but she always called me her black sheep. Cause I came from nothing. Now I see the blue light. Dang, I'm running. I ain't going tonight. Cause that's two strikes. My evil platinum. K9 units find me in the back of an Acura, saying I look like Dracula. Never change me, I'm aiming and I'm slapping ya. Your best accurate. Twisted words keep them awake like Max Alert. They probably don't like me, but I can crumble any track to dirt. Yeah, and that's what's got me wanted. Better alive, I strive to steady knock opponents. I hopped a bonnet, now they got me on the ground.
I'm never getting out.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Hey, yo, we back in the building, man. After a small sit, just a sit to monotony, you know, we just up in this thing cool in the night, you know. You know, yeah, you know. Like my boy Prince say, the fuck? Yeah. Fuck's going on?
Oh, yeah? I'm doing spaghetti. I don't know what y'all doing.
You cooking spaghetti?
You ain't saying me no?
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of getting a late start because I haven't been feeling too good. I'm kind of hugging.
I don't hate to hear that.
I had to went today and I met a fan of mine today. So we hadn't just got back probably like a couple of hours ago, and I got too hot. I overheated. And I had to, because I don't sweat, so if I get too hot, I pass out, and it took me about couple of hours just to get in the truck and drive back here. Yeah, I went and met a little 14-year-old girl today. She's a singer. Her parents brought her to meet me, and she's real nice young lady. She's gonna be in the country though. She's gonna be more into country music. Very talented. She got a beautiful voice.
That's where the money's at in the country nowadays, country music. They doing country rap. They making more money off country rap damn near than the rappers making.
Yep.
Selling out 80,000
Ain't no damn really heels.
Yeah, selling out 80,000 seat arena and shit. You got Jelly Roll and all them cats, man, they selling out.
It's cause it ain't nothing like a country rap tune.
Well, they know where it started at. They need to be mixed with it every time they get on stage. Shout out to Pimp, PMC, Pokey, Paul, and Toe Down. You throw Toe Down in the mix. If you really want to go there, what's that truck driver MC back in the 70s? He's a rapper truck driver. He really had the country swag on the thing.
Yeah.
Get to the name. Before it was Ground Boat Blowfly era. Yeah, that country rap, man, they took over. It was on for Dick. But she got more black folks in the country now. But y'all know what country music come from. Come from the plantation.
Oh, yeah.
Old music, too. Bluegrass, all that.
All music. All music.
Yeah.
See, they were rapping back in the slavery days.
That's right.
I thought it was 1940 when they had that guy back in 1940, but they were doing it back in the slavery days. And that's what they say there's Negro spirituals, because they were doing. They were rapping about their experiences, what they were going through.
So, Mr. Everywhere, you gonna let me know about the... You going down for your grand opening?
Yes, ma'am.
What day you say you doing it again?
It's gonna be like that. I want to say it's gonna be that. If what's the name gets out of here Thursday, it'll be that Saturday on the. I think it's like the 10th of August. Something like I had to look at it again. Cause I'm trying to. I got to call Roosevelt after we get off to make sure he got his flights in order.
Yeah, the 10th is on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be 11th. Be Friday. So I get out of here Friday, and I make it there Saturday morning. I make it there Friday night probably, and then get up Saturday morning and do that.
Yeah, make sure you send me the address where it's going to be at. I'm down there to the grand opening. Get a walk.
I sure will.
Right down the road. We're like, what, 3-4 hours away?
Let me see. You right
you
there.
About two
so.
I am. Two.
She right about two. About hour and 15 minutes. Hour and 15 minutes to get to Arcadia, and then she ain't up about 20 minutes, 30 minutes from Arcadia, so yeah. And so it's just you right there, Calhoun.
Long time. Oh, Arcadia.
That's my stomping ground, Arcadia and Grambling, Arcadia Arms Apartments. Grambling State, that's my stomping ground. Monroe too, when they had got things Club Tequila. That's my stomping ground, Farmersville. They had a Club Diamond, I think it was. All down through there, man, was my stomping ground, Buddha, before y'all even knew who I was. The Shreveport, downtown, the Club Mabel's, Jake O'James, I can take you way back.
Yeah, I remember
Mabel's. House. Mm-hmm, 1998,
90s, 97, 98, 99. We need to get there to interview your ass. That's what we need to interview.
Yeah, everybody need to, because like I say, shoot, man, I'm waiting on the Zone 24 when I pull up, the Zone 24 interview, Mr. Everywhere. Everybody get to know the play-by-play from the original 904 to the 916 to the 870. Yeah.
Yeah, got a lot of nice things happening this weekend, you know. Chili Red Beats, he having this, Charles Edwards, he having this party in Texas. Well, he got DJs and artists coming out.
Where's he out of? Where's he out of?
Elgin, I think.
Oh, that Buddha might know where that's at. I've never heard of it.
What?
You know, SCC gonna be there too. You know, we went to Houston last time. Some of those artists from SUC and stuff, SCC is gonna be there.
Yeah, what's the name said he's gonna be there? Damn, what's his name? Buddha? Had cancer. ESG.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's
on the
worst.
Where it's gonna
be
at in Dallas? It's gonna be in Elgin. Elgin, Texas.
Elgin.
Yeah, ELGIN.
Elgin, Texas.
Yeah.
I used to have to sit up on there. I was laid back. I'm trying to remember what that said.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
ELGIN.
You know, I don't heard of it, but it's just outside of Houston, man. That's going back towards Texas City, ain't it?
I have no idea. I looked up the address, man. I looked up the address. It had, like, two different spots. Like, an A and a B and a C and something else. It's 2 hours.
Wow, from Houston. That's why I say it's got, hold on, I'm trying to see which way.
290 west.
What'd you say?
ELGIN.
Say it again.
ELGIN. Elgin.
Yeah.
It's that Buddha and a Hair Love stomping ground shoe. They told me I couldn't go past Texarkana.
Why not, Mr. Everywhere?
Nah,
why you can't go past Texarkana?
They told me everything down 59 was there. He said, Hair Love said if I take anything past 69, he was going to keep her. So I had to keep her, keep the women in Texarkana. I couldn't even go to Domino, Texas or Atlanta. God dang it, Hair Love said I better not come down 59.
You know, Jango is telling me.
That's outside of Austin.
Oh, okay.
Elgin's outside of Austin. That's where it's Central Texas. That's why I say.
I think I passed through there once.
Yeah, it's that right outside of Austin. My pass stop. Round Rock.
Yeah, I did.
That's about Georgetown.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I passed right through it.
It's
now
about
that I think about it when you say
San
where
Marcos.
It is.
It's, yep. It's like 50 miles from San Marcos and Lockhart. Lockhart,
yep.
Okay.
We passed. I passed through that with DJ Wiz. Me and DJ Wiz went to Lockhart. Him and his family, they were having a reunion 1 year. And we went up there to see the city.
Yeah, that's my cousin stayed there. She got a farm down there. Somebody just stole her sister car in Memphis today. She just posted on there about 20 minutes ago.
What?
Mm-hmm. And them charges, all them Audis in charges, they steal them in Infiniti up there in Memphis.
Yeah.
That's what happened to my stepson. They got his charge. He had a charge. He had, they looked like a Tomcat, but it's a charge. They got him in Jacksonville, Arkansas, while he was in the house. He heard the car crank up, said, damn,
Somebody, it's like my girl said, where my key? And the key over here, the motherfucker already, that motherfucker already back in bed.
Yeah, I just told my son to get that Viper that's got a GPS turn by turn. If somebody tries to steal your car, and you can shut the car down. I just told him that he just bought that Mustang today, that convertible California series. So
you
that's
can put
that,
an AirTag on it, too. You put an Apple
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, but
you
got, this right here is going to be just like an AirTag. You can see it on your screen turn by turn where it's going, and you can shut it down. It'll shut that. It'll make that whole motor shut down.
What's the name of it?
Viper. It's by Viper. You can go to Viper.com and look it up. I just got offline when I was with y'all. I was online looking it up. Tell him to go ahead and get one of those ASAP because he got one of them top of the line Mustangs. So that's how them Negroes would be.
Prince Jamal, he got one. He got that on his Mustang. He got it on his Tahoe. Where you start that motherfucker with the key, stop the motor with the key, cut the whole motherfucking motor out.
Yeah, he can start here with the cell phone. You can actually take the cell phone and start.
Yeah, with the phone too. Yeah, he got that. That was Prince Jamal. Mm-hmm. He got on the key and the phone. He stopped that. He got a bus. He got a Tahoe. That
yeah.
old Tahoe. Yeah, he put one on that. Put some rims
mm-hmm.
on it. He got the same thing. Telephone key. He cut the motor on and cut it out.
Yeah, you get a. Or you can just get a Draco and somebody steal it, just shoot 100 rounds, 100 shots. Be like that dang Young Dolph, 100 shots. they won't steal no more.
Well, see, my stepson was putting a dude, he broke out that back window, but when he pulled off, he was pulling him too. So he more worried about goddamn getting tangled up under the ass, he goddamn forgot about the shiny. But he still had his hand when he came out the window.
I would have came out with that Arm and Hammer and let that bitch go and goddamn it, his mama and daddy would have sit up there and buried his ass. I would have went back in the house and ate my goddamn bowl of cereal till the police came.
And they found the car about 3 weeks later was chilled out. They found the whole car was chilled out.
That's what they do. They take them to the chop shop. You get $2,000-$3,000 a car. They can get 4 cars in a day and make $10,000.
Yeah, depending on what kind of car you ran.
Well, you don't go in that store letting that car run. That's why I just texted my son. I told him, don't never leave your car running.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of damn juice no damn bride want. Bitch, you better get your ass out and go get it.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Yeah, man. It's going to be a long week for me, man.
Why is that?
Well, I got a funeral to go to. I first got to try to get up and see if I can maneuver so that I can make it to the funeral. I don't want to get up and get dressed. And, huh?
Who passed?
One of my uncles passed. My oldest uncle. Yeah, he's the oldest one left. One of the old ones.
How old was he? How
old was he?
Yeah.
Man, that dude was probably about 68, 70.
Oh, he's still young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a couple of strokes.
Mm.
Yeah. I tell you.
When you had your hair with that fro you in that beard, his wife said somebody on Heaven Love looked just like he's on his dad's picture. I said, you know what, I ain't thinking about that. Now look at
what
it showed me. You look like your picture of your dad.
You said what?
When you had grew your hair out in that beard and you were on that live stream. You got on that live stream.
Yeah.
I said, it sure did look like it. My ex-wife said, heaven love, I watched him on the stream, looked just like his father. The picture he had on there one day, I said, you know what, it sure do. We look back on that thing, I said, it sure do.
Yeah.
Man, y'all shout out to Cam, man. His brother passed through Cam. The hustle, Cam Beasley. His brother passed down there.
Okay.
His brother passed yesterday,
day before yesterday. Praise and condolences.
Yeah, that's two.
Right. What happened to him?
He sat down and left him. Huh? He had, a stroke,
say,
man.
What
he had to be younger than Cam. So all us same age, but he had, a stroke or something early up in the year. I guess he got some triggered again or something, but Cam called and told me, brother had passed.
Yeah.
That was day before yesterday.
Well, it's something that's inevitable. We almost take the same path. So that's why you should live your life to the fullest while you can. Just make every moment your best.
The work
always.
So I'm going to ask Mr. Everywhere to bring me by 7 strippers. I ain't going to bust with 7 bands, so. The other 3 got to stay with me.
Yeah.
Did y'all check out them, y'all ain't check out them tracks that I had sent y'all that I had got done? I got a lot of them. I'm getting in order, though.
Oh, yeah?
Sent your track.
How the mixtape going, True?
How what going?
The mixtape.
This you know Scratch? Oh, DJ Greg Nasty. He the last time he was still working on that one, but you know I'm on 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the one me and my cousin working on. You know, we got that one we had worked on. We've been working on with Scratch for about a year.
I just heard the song that on the radio show and it's me you sent me. I didn't know y'all working on mixtape.
Yeah, you know, we got our own thing besides Julia Monroe.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I think three mixtapes and an album, I think.
Oh,
really?
You putting it down? Yeah.
Hey, ask me to be on the feature. I can't get a feature on there. That's all right.
Don't feel bad, Mr. Where I missed my opportunity too.
Whatever. You ain't even seen yours, have you? Know, come on, here. Let's do it.
That's because my computer, the computer with the music in it is messed up. I still haven't got it fixed yet. I don't have a recording program.
It's got a lot of tracks together.
Huh?
Yeah, me and Scratch got a lot of tracks together. No, at least by 10.
Oh, yeah, y'all covered. Y'all covered like whiskey.
Y'all supposed to be shot a video, too, both of y'all. Y'all need to shoot a video.
Who, Scratch?
Yeah, you and Scratch. We just Scratch on video and a live stream. It should have gone really fast.
I'm still waiting on Watch Me Work.
I think they scared to shoot this. They want to really turn it into a movie. Like they did that. Watch Me Work and did that. That's not going to be a regular video to shoot. That's going to have to be, it's going to have to be turned into like a movie. That ain't just do it and then get it done. So I think they kind
of... Man, what's the name of them girls? I'm going to say this, not to cut y'all, but it's just a percent. What's the name of them girls talking about my booty hole pink? I mean, my pussy pink or my booty hole, what's the name? Sexy Red from St. Louis. Sexy Red. Man, everybody talking about this song. And her shit way vulgar than yours. You really, you playing with this. She talking about a booty hole and a cookie.
I'm going to have to go to...
And the bottom of her feet. And the bottom of her feet. And she damn near went platinum.
I'm going to have to go to Vegas and shoot that one. Special D going to have to shoot his part. That's the only thing. I can't shoot it without him. No, I can, but, I'm going to have to go down there. Mr. Me and Scratch just talked about the other day. I was telling him I'm going to have to come down there and shoot it. Because the other guy is supposed to be shooting. He's extra down there, so.
Yeah, you need to be catching up with Sexy Red, though, right about now. If you can catch up. While she's doing them shows, you can open up for her something. Y'all need to run them motherfuckers neck and neck.
Why she was looking at to the BET Award. Yeah, she went to the BET Award.
Yeah,
Uncle Luke been promoting her.
That's why she blew up so fast. All
right.
Yeah. But the motherfucking song ain't been out that long.
Well, she did two of them, part one and part two. Part two just dropped in May. She did part one in January. Called Pound Town, and then in Pound Town 2, she came back with part two.
Now, Trulia jamming way hard in that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. She can get with that woman. She can connect with them and go on, work on the circuit she's working on, just open up for her.
Yeah, she's going on a college tour. She's going to get ready to go on a college tour. Sexy Red. Luke's going to put her on a college tour. So she, I don't too much care for that song. It didn't enthuse me, but hell, you know, if it works, it works. If she makes her money, then it is what it is.
What? That's what I'm saying. I was trying to just show the value of the music. Julia was saying she carried her music, but I was telling her, this woman here, Sexy Red, she's talking about the bottom of her feet, her toes, her cookie, and her rectum. All got color to it. Say what?
That's funny, too.
Yeah, she took off. She probably gonna take over Ice Spice and a Glorilla Shine.
Oh man, she could knock them out the box. She's talking about them body parts alone is a visual. So you just close your eyes and see that.
She probably gonna take
you
over.
You ain't have to look on no person.
Glorilla, because after this, I don't think Ice Spice and them gonna have a chance. You know, I mean, I don't see Glorilla just coming out with another hit that's gonna be FNL. I don't see it.
What's gonna happen? She gonna come out about she gonna gain weight. Her body gonna change. She gonna be thicker than what she is because she's a little bit sexy from her. And she'll come out thick. They might put some plastic in her, or she might just get cornbread fried.
All that ain't gonna help. She gonna be like a Tokyo Jets. Remember Tokyo Jets? They hyped Tokyo Jets, but like she was gonna be the next big deal, and she come out with that one single, and that was it.
Well, it's all it takes just to go through it, but truly, that's what I'm saying. Truly, if you catch up with Sexy Red and Yard in the network. And she might be coming your way, coming to Monroe or Shreveport or New Orleans. See if you can get on that ticket with her.
Okay.
You feel me?
She's going to be hitting up Jackson, Mississippi not too long from now.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I need to see how much it is to open up for her. Find on Instagram. I'm sure trying to find.
Sometimes they might not in charge. You get with the right person. You know what I'm saying? Because they always looking for opening the act.
So you got to find out who the
especially
promoter is.
Especially on the radio in different places. And it ain't like you just come out of high school from the locker, hollering locker rap and open up for people. You got some experience up under you and been dealing with it for a minute, over 5 years about, just looking at your YouTube stuff. So, and you matured every day. So if you can catch up on that rhythm in Mississippi and catch, open up for her, get in her face and make some things happen together, see, I bet you it'll work.
Yep. Well, that's our time,
she
people.
From St. Louis.
We'll be
she
back
from
on the earth.
She from St. Louis. Huh?
Yeah, well, once again, we're going to be on the air again Wednesday night. Y'all make sure you tune in Wednesday night. It's going to be the same thing going down right here at True West. I want to thank all the people that joined me tonight. Buddha Ali, Mr. Everywhere, Trulia Monroe, King Scratch. We appreciate all of you taking time out just to join us on our journey. And we got some new shit coming for you Wednesday night. So make sure you tune in to your favorite radio station. Tell a friend, bring a friend. It goes down, baby. True West Radio, and we out.